Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 3 months since my last confession. I wanted to schedule a private appointment because I've got a lot more weighing on my conscience than usual. So, I'm from a small town, a lot like this one, and I didn't learn much about sex growing up. On top of that, I was kind of a late bloomer. And then earlier this year, I got feelings for this boy, young man, who joined our congregation. That kind of thing had never really happened to me before. Every Sunday, I'd see him at Mass, and one day I noticed how mature and handsome he looked. Nice slacks, collared shirt. And then I'd go home and lie in bed, fantasizing about him putting his hands around me, touching wherever he wanted. And I started to touch myself. And it felt good. I didn't know anything about masturbation. I didn't know what I was doing, just that I liked it, and I liked him, and I must have played with myself every day for weeks. Sometimes I'd wake up after dreaming about him, and it turned into multiple times a day. Oh my gosh, sorry, I'm getting carried away. When I finally realized what I was doing, I felt so guilty. I know it's wrong to lust after someone like that, especially as a young woman. Thank you, Father. I'll try not to feel so bad about it. I know it's not the worst thing. I guess it's just how I am. The second sin I'd like to confess is kind of related. I thought maybe if I talked to him, I'd be able to get him out of my head. So I walked up to him at a church softball league game that I was picking my dad up at. But that just made it so much worse. All I could think about afterward were his forearms and how he looked with all that sweat on his brow and how gentle he was when I shook his hand. He'd moved there for college and joined our church because he didn't really know anybody. So I made sure to be extra nice to him and say hello every chance I got. It wasn't because I was lusting after him. At least, that's what I told myself. We started hanging out more and more, before church and after church. And before I knew it, we were behind an alcove, making out, and I knew it was wrong, but I couldn't help it. My parents are really strict, and he had roommates. We never got any time alone. He started going further, unbuttoning his pants, hiking up my little white dress. And I'm so ashamed, but I wanted it. And just before he was about to put it in, the priest walked around the corner. He told my parents, and in exchange for keeping quiet about it, I couldn't attend the church anymore. But you want to know the worst part? My parents looked into it, and the guy, He had a girlfriend back home. You're a priest. You wouldn't understand what it's like. Every time something nice happens to me, I ruin it. I'm an adulterer. No, I had no idea. Well, he'd get these phone calls sometimes, but I just thought it was his parents checking on him. It's not a mortal sin? Oh, right, I didn't have full knowledge, of course. I totally forgot about that. That's such a relief. Thank you, Father. There's one more thing I'd like to confess. After the incident, I moved out. I wanted a clean slate, you know? Also, my parents were gonna kick me out anyway. So, a couple weeks ago, I rented a house here, not too far away from this church. I told myself I wasn't going to bother with boys. I'd get a job, practice my faith, be more modest, you know? And then I met this guy. Neighbor, actually. He was welcoming. Friendly. Only a few years older than me. He even bought me dinner the first night I was here so I could focus on unpacking. I started falling for him, just like last time. Flirting with him. Touching myself afterwards. And then last Sunday, do you know who I saw at the pulpit as I walked into Mass? It was him. It was you. That sermon you gave was one of the best I've ever heard. It just made me feel so warm. Like I'd moved to the right town and everything was gonna be okay. Then I walked back home and fucked myself better than I ever did living with my parents. I must have come 4 times in a row. And the next morning, you know what I did? Yeah, you do. But I'm gonna tell you anyway. I wore a really short skirt outside. You were there, as usual. So I bent all the way over to water my plants, and when I stood back up, you were still staring at me, leering. And I just smiled at you and walked back inside. It's just, if this is so wrong, why do I get so excited when you look under my skirt? Why does it feel good when I touch myself? Why do I want you to come into my side of the confessional and do dirty things to me? I want to know what it feels like. Don't you? Father, your breathing is getting heavy. Are you okay? Is there something you'd like me to do as penance? I've been such a bad girl that I'd do anything. Well, if you won't answer, I'm going to get on my knees and say a prayer. And if there's any way for God to forgive me, maybe you can come over here and show me what to do. Show me how to be a good girl. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Father, you're hard. Has it been like this the whole time? You know, if I unzip you, you'll need to repent too. Oh, wow. It's just like I imagined. Can I touch it? I've never done this before. Touched a guy's cock. What about you? Do you always do naughty things with innocent girls in confession booths? Or just with me? Really? I just find it hard to believe that all these years you've been so good. You're so handsome and kind. Surely someone tried to tempt you before I did. No? Not even before you took your vow of celibacy? Well, technically you're still celibate. You just have to keep yourself from sliding your cock inside my pussy. But that's gonna be really difficult, isn't it? Do they teach you how to resist cute girls throwing themselves at you in seminary school? No. No, they don't. I know, because nobody taught me how hot it is when you put your mouth on a guy's cock. And he leans his head back in ecstasy. Like it's his first time. And he had no idea how good it would feel. Really smooth. Don't be shy. You're so big and strong. You could fuck my face if you wanted. I wouldn't be able to say no. You could even fuck more than my face. Please. Please, Father, I've been on my knees this whole time. I'm begging you. I'm begging you to sit down on that little bench behind me. And let me stink my virgin pussy down on your desperate twitching cock. Do you need a little extra motivation? What if I stood up and rubbed my body up against you? Would that help? Father, you're sweating. My collar must be so uncomfortable. Here, let me take it off. Yes, I know how. Let's undo a couple buttons on that shirt. You know, if I tell someone what we did, you'd never have to wear that stifling collar again. You'd get kicked out, but we could fuck whenever you want. Don't worry, I won't say a thing. As long as you give me what I need right now. Turn around. Finally. I've always wanted to lose my virginity in this dress. It's kind of plain and white. Maybe it's a little too tight for church attire, but you don't seem to mind. Now, let me lower myself. I'm not wearing any panties. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. When I walked in here with bare shoulders, skirt only down to my thighs, and got on my knees for you, you should have known this was gonna happen. Sit still, let me guide that hard cock. Oh. Inside me. It's even better than I imagined. Do you like it? Do you like my tight pussy on top of you? Taking you in. All the way. Your hips bucking. Face reaching up to mine. So I can kiss you. Father. No, don't pull out. It's not a sin if you put a baby inside me, right? I'm gonna make you come in me. Right, you just right. Until you can't take it anymore. We're just doing it to procreate. It's okay. Don't be ashamed that you're about to explode inside a pretty girl and make her pregnant. It's natural. My round ass bouncing against your thighs. Wet, needy cunt clenching and squeezing until, oh my god, oh my god, I'm gonna come. Come with me, Father, please come with me. I wanna feel your cum inside me. I'm getting close. Oh yes. I feel so much better. That was the best penance I've ever done. I'm gonna sit in a pew and say the act of contrition now, okay? Can you handle cleaning up the confessional? Because if I did it, you'd have to watch me bend over again. And we both know how that would end up.